Stephen now concludes his discussion of the seven habits by sharing several challenges that will help you begin to implement these habits and principles in your life.
Let me share with you now a few thoughts and challenges to encourage you in the process of developing these habits. One of the most important things you can do right now is to begin to share these ideas with others. When you teach once, you learn twice. You learn better. It deepens your commitment to apply. It also unfreezes the labels that people have of you because they see you growing and learning, and they give you new opportunities to change and to become better. So when you teach other people and share with your family, your work associates, and others who might have an interest, that's when the real learning begins to take place. It is in the teaching and in the sharing and in the living. Sometimes it helps to focus on a single habit. You don't try to change everything at once. However, you'll find that the habits are so interwoven that anytime you begin to work on one of them in a significant, deep way, it will affect all of the rest. But start with those things that are most important for you to work on right now. And remember, don't ever give up. Be patient. A strong character is not developed overnight. Choose to live your life based upon principles. All of the seven habits are based on universal principles which have endured through the ages. And how do you know that they are universal, timeless, and self-evident? Just try arguing against any one of them and imagine a highly effective person with no sense of responsibility, habit one, no vision, habit two, no integrity, habit three, no mutual respect, habit four, no mutual understanding, habit five, no creative cooperation, habit six, no renewal, habit seven. The power of these habits is in the doing, in the living, in the continuous day-by-day improvements. It's a constant effort. We need to make these habits and these principles a part of our very life. But it takes great patience. Consider the Chinese bamboo tree that is planted and you see nothing for 4 years except a little bulb and a little shoot coming from it. But literally you work diligently day in and day out to optimize the whole growing situation and you see nothing. On the fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree grows up to 80 feet. All of the growth goes above the ground, where before all of the growth went below the ground. To some degree, there is some relevance here. The first three habits of the private victory are, in a sense, below the ground. And above the ground represents habits 4, 5, and 6 and our relationships with other people. Another thing I'm sure you've learned about these habits is that you already know them. They already live in your own heart. In fact, I love the quote from T.S. Eliot, who identified this deep inner knowing and awareness. He said, "We must never cease from exploring, and the end of all of our exploring will be to arrive where we began and know the place for the first time." Again, you see in a very real sense, you already know these habits in your heart. But the exciting thing is to embark on a lifelong adventure of learning them, of sharing them, of literally internalizing them, and living them to the point that you can experience the magnificent fruits that will come in the totality of your lives and in all of your relationships.
This concludes the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People audio learning program. We hope Stephen's presentation has helped deepen your understanding and commitment to implement these habits and principles in day-to-day life at home and at work. To request a free catalog or additional information about Covey Leadership Center products, programs, and services, please call 1-800-553-8889.